Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Kasama natin this morning here on Love Down Under dito sa SBS Filipino, we have Erica and Lucas. Good morning, guys!
Good morning! Hello!
Our topic for this morning ang ating, kumbaga, interracial like relationship, diba? Mm-hmm. Like coming from different cultures. Let's just ask them muna. Can you guys share how you or Erica, you and your partner, Lucas, no, first met? How'd you meet? Tapos, what's the attraction?
Yeah. So, your side of the story first.
Yes. My side of that. Okay, so we actually met here at Fed Square.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
We met at Federation Square because all of our other friends introduced us to each other. So we met through mutual friends. And they said, because at the time both of us were doing TikTok, but we never had ever crossed paths. So they were saying, oh, you guys do TikTok, like you guys should chat about that. Mm. And so, yeah, we did. That's how we met.
Nice. And then were you attracted to Lucas when you first met him?
We were friends first. I was a bit preoccupied with other drama. But yeah, so we were friends first, and then after a while we kept getting to know each other, and how long was it before we actually started seeing each other?
Maybe
probably
6 months.
Yeah.
6 months as friends.
Yeah, yeah, 6 months as friends, which was really good because I think we got to know each other without having to act romantic, mm-hmm, or act attractive and stuff. So yeah, it was very natural friendship, and then turning into a relationship. Like, we already knew each other quite well.
Yeah. For Lucas, did you go through courtship? Because in the Filipino way, I don't know if you apply this in your family.
He doesn't actually know.
Oh,
he doesn't know what that is.
So how did your relationship, started? Like, apart from the friendship, when did it go to the next level?
We were talking a lot during COVID because we started actually seeing each other during COVID. So we would message each other, call each other online. Dad actually already knew who he was because my dad is really he's really in the zone with all of my TikTok stuff. And so he saw Lucas commenting on my photos and my videos. And said to Dad, I was like, I'm seeing a boy now. And he's like, oh, is it this boy? And I was like, yeah, is it Lucas? He's like, yeah. And so he already knew Lucas quite well and was pretty he liked him. He liked his vibe and his, just who he was, his personality.
Yeah, let's just clarify. Your dad is not the typical Filipino who will probe and, check the background.
I would say he is. He is, but he's very traditional with everything, but he's also very open to, me and my sisters finding our own way. Mm-hmm. So he's very, at the core of him, he is traditional, but he is open to explore and understand our lives and, I guess, the modern generation and how love is nowadays. Yeah.
Very supportive as well.
Yeah.
What's, your first impression of Erica? What'd you like about her, the first time you saw her?
I thought she was really pretty. At first, I wasn't really thinking of being in a relationship or making my first move on her. I was put into the deep end because Erica was already friends with a lot of the group that I was meeting on the day. So I was trying to just put myself out there and just say hello to everyone. And then more events came on, and that's when I got to know Erica. And from then on, we've just built a little friendship, and then it became a relationship. But as the more times we hung out, the more we grew feelings, I feel. And we got to know each other, and then we started not only hanging out with just the group, but hanging out with each other by ourselves. So it was really cool. So that's how through the months, that's how I started.
Yes.
Yeah, growing.
Nice. So let's establish that Erica is Filipina, and of course, Lucas is Italian Croatian.
Yes.
So, quick question, is the culture, is that a problem? Or not really a problem. Was there part, in your relationship, because you have, different cultures, did you guys clash, things like that? Are there disagreements because of
I would say not necessarily, because Lucas's parents are both born in Australia. Mm-hmm. So they were already like first gen Australians. And I think that the more time you spend here, the more like the culture, like everyone's cultures start to really mix together. Mm-hmm. And like they're already familiar with the food. And like, yeah, I think it starts to Australia now, like I guess in our generation. And once you really have been here for a long time, you start to, everyone starts to kind of be equal in terms of culture. Yep. And everyone's exposed to different food and different languages. Yes. And different cultural traditions. And I think definitely from my point of view, his parents were very open to trying the food.
Nice.
And I'm always bringing home, I always bring home like to his place like different foods. So I think his dad is really fond of the desserts.
Oh,
and so
ube cake.
What else?
Dulce de leche.
And so he's tried it in like all of the like Filipino flavors, like ube, and then I'm not sure, but yeah, he's tried all of that. The cake, they really like it.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, and you also like it?
Yeah, I like it. I like ube. I'm not really a dessert person as well. Mm-hmm. It's more my dad that eats. So what would happen is Erica would bring me the desserts and I'll take it home. And then the next day I'd wake up and I'd see my dad already eating it. And it's already finished before I could actually eat it. But Erica always brings home some desserts and always spoils my family and they all love it.
Have you tried, of course, the like Italian or Croatian dishes?
I actually haven't tried any Croatian dishes at all. Yeah. I'm not familiar with any. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like the Italian food, his nonna really likes
grandmother.
Likes to kind of, she's very in touch with her Italian side. So whenever we're at her place, you kind of like are surrounded by a lot of Italian like decor and food and just the language. Like she speaks the Italian language to his mom, but I studied Italian all throughout school, so I understood like the culture and everything quite well already because I was studying it at school. And I think that it was quite fun to like kind of bounce my like Italian understanding with her actually being Italian, and like she thinks it's quite funny me trying to speak Italian to her.
Yeah. Oh, can you like speak Italian?
Just a little bit. Ciao, mi chiamo Erica. Ho 12. Oh wait, no, that's 12. 22 Ani. So like, hi, America, I'm 22 years old. Yeah.
Very, very nice. I can see that you guys really blend together well.
Yeah.
That's really good. And you both are like, you both love to make contents.
Yes.
You're both on TikTok and you have like a lot of followers.
So Lucas has 4.5 million followers. Mm-hmm. I have 1.3 million. We've been doing content creating since before we were together. Mm-hmm. Do you want to take the lead on this one?
Yeah, what works is because Erica is in the singing niche and I'm in the comedy content for younger audiences niche. And what works is that we both do the same thing but also different things as well because she's doing singing. But what makes our relationship works is that we push each other because we both have the same goals. And we support each other. If we see one of us lacking with not uploading and being consistent, we try to make sure that we're all in our A game and putting out content and, trying to grow for the best of us. So,
I think with content creating, it's very much something that you have to pull yourself up on because there's nobody telling you what to do and there's nobody telling you, hey, you have to post this many times a day. Like, there's no guidance. And so to be able to lean on each other is really good. And I'm very lucky that I have somebody that I can talk to and confide in about certain things that other people may not understand because, like, whoever thought that posting videos of yourself would ever be a job?
Correct. Yeah, so you are each other's manager.
Yeah, in a way.
Nice.
I mean,
kind of,
whenever we have, like, some situations or with content, or we're not sure with what path to go to, we usually sit down, have a talk, and see what's the best outcome for us.
So, yeah, kind of paving our own future because there is no particular laid out path for that.
Exactly. Yeah. You just have to be creative.
Yeah,
that's right. And there's no limit. We can see that, right, to what you guys can do. I just wanted to ask, are there like similarities with like Filipino culture and Italian that you guys like talk about? What's your favorite, Lucas, Erica? Like the similarities, the same things.
Similarities? I don't know.
I feel like the singing, the music.
Italians love
to
sing.
Well, yes. Italians do love to sing. My family are all into singing and
do you have the karaoke?
not to the Philippines. Yeah, level where you
go.
Every time I come over, we're always singing karaoke and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But Italian side, there's always music in the background and there's a lot of dancing and partying. And I feel like Philippines is the same. Mm-hmm. So whenever we're at each other's family's house, there's always music going on and a lot of dancing and stuff. So
yeah, and I feel like he blends right in terms of that because he has the confidence to jump up and do karaoke when mum says do karaoke. Like for me, I'm kind of shy to do it, but he will jump up, he'll start dancing and doing it.
My favorite's Michael Jackson. I was singing Michael Jackson at New Year's Eve. They loved it so much that they were kept trying to make me sing the next song and the next song and the next song. So I had a streak of singing maybe 4 songs in a row. But over at my house, sometimes we come over for like Easter and stuff, and we usually have our family, the Italian family, and we always have like music, Italian music sometimes, and we always just like dance around. So
it's very similar. Music, food, and I think Italians also love like the big families.
He's
very family orientated. I think that's definitely a similarity.
Nice. But before we talk more about your relationship, guys, we want you, Erica, to sing. This is one of your songs, by the way.
Yeah, so
tell us about the song.
Basically, this is a rewritten version of a Sam Smith song. And I posted it onto TikTok and people loved it so much that it actually became a possibility for me to record it and to release it with a label. So this is a rewritten version of Make It To Me, and this is By The Way.
Okay, let's hear it from Erica.
Couldn't let myself believe. Don't know what you could see when I was in my low, but you hear the hurt in me, and I wanted you to know that, by the way, you saved me when I was lonely. Showed me where I'm meant to be. When no one else would, you carried me, so I'll keep my head up, 'cause you're all that I need, 'cause you're all that I need. And I wanted you to know that, by the way, you saved me, you made me stronger and never gave up on me. When no one else would, you carried me, so I'll keep my head up, 'cause you're all that I need. Thank you.
You know, Erica, when you sing, grabe, it's like it's recorded, but it's not. You're live singing. Oh my gosh, I'm really one of your fans. Ang galing-galing niya, Dan.
Thank you. You just have to close your eyes.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I'm just going to quickly ask a question about the Eurovision, because after the Eurovision, I didn't get to talk to you. How was the experience?
It was so good. And you know what? It was really, really like... like, I feel like I was really intact with my, like, Filipino side as well, because there was Sheldon there and there was Sean Miley Moore. And so we really got to bond over that, and the fact that, you know, that we were all Filipino and we were representing all Filipinos in Australia and overseas as well. And so, yeah, it was a really, really great experience. I got to wear, you know, Filipino blue. Yes. I had a massive, really fun dress designed by Jason Gretsch. And it was a really, really fun experience. And it was really exciting because, you know, I've never done anything like that before. And I got to release my own song. And yeah, it was a really, really exciting experience.
Yeah. And how was the feeling on stage while performing? It was very powerful.
It was scary.
I watched it.
It was so scary. It was so different to anything I'd done before. You know, you're performing to a whole stadium full of people. You're wearing really like out there clothes. You know, I'm so used to singing in my room and singing to a phone. And so it was such a different experience. And you're also, you've got like in-ears as well. And it's so much to get used to. Cameras all around you. So yeah, I would 100% want to do it again and again and again. But yeah, it's such a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I was really fortunate to have even made it that far.
Yeah, and thank you for representing the Filipino community.
We're proud.
Here. Yeah, we were proud. And I also saw Lucas there.
Yeah,
of course.
Very supportive.
Yeah, by the way, I was being interviewed after the performance.
Yeah,
and also I was backstage and I had a glimpse of seeing Erica from backstage, and it was just incredible seeing her right at the front of the stage with no one around and all these like thousands of people around watching her. And it was like, I've also seen her come a long way as well, from being in a room always listening to her singing to then now, oh my god, it's now at a full stadium. So it was an awesome emotional moment for me to look at. So yeah,
so when you're watching her sing, how do you feel? Like
goosebumps. Yeah, a lot of goosebumps. Yeah. Especially some songs like her. She made a song that's actually made me tear up crying. It was about, she sang it at her independent concert that she had earlier this year. And yeah, I started to tear up. And there was a lot of people refilming me, getting my reaction. But yeah, it was an awesome experience. But yeah, she seems to always make me tear up or get me emotional every time she sings. So.
Wow, you have a personal singer. really good.
Right. Let's talk about, like, you know, I'm not saying the bad side of things, pero that's a challenge. Do you guys have like problems too? Like, people see you happy, like social media, TikTok, but do you have like problems even, or like challenges you face?
I think that definitely there's always everyday challenges, you know. But I think that Lucas is really, like, for me, I'm very anxious a lot. And so Lucas is really, really good at communicating. And I think he's a very positive person in general. So he's kind of like the yin to my yang. So whenever I feel like there's a problem, or like whenever I feel like there's an issue, it's really easy to be able to just talk to him about it, because he's just very good with, like, I think it's because he has a sister. He's and he was also, he's very like in tune with his mum as well, and so he understands, and he's really good at just, I guess, handling it. And so I think, yeah, in terms of like everyday challenges, or like, oh hey, like for example, like, oh, you didn't say that you were going to go out last night, like those kinds of things, like it's very easy to communicate about. Like, it just, it's, if I think it's a big problem, it's over in a second. It's like, yes, sorted out really quickly. So communication is very key.
And we also have a lot of trust as well, where she lets me hang out with my friends at nighttime sometimes, and I'll let her hang out with her girlfriends as well. So it's that balance of also being together and also having time with friends and stuff without being clingy, too clingy and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. I think especially, yeah, I think definitely like communication is really, really important. And yeah, I think that's probably what gets us through any issue. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I said, our issues never really last too long. So that's
how long
good
is long?
Long is probably like long is over a day. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, wow. We always sort it out really quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So communication and trust.
Yes.
Yeah, communication and trust.
100%.
I think we've also been together like 2 years now, so we know each other pretty well.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So we've talked about the challenge that you go through, and it's very minor. Now let's talk about the challenges you go through outside the relationship.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you receive, you know, judgment from other people outside, you know, the culture? Or?
Yeah.
So social media, definitely there is a lot of judgment, not only on our relationship, but as us, like, as individuals, there's a lot of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, we've been doing this since, what, 2020 now? Mm-hmm. And so not that you have to be thick-skinned, but mm-hmm. you have to understand that that's just a part of being online.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it can hurt, but you have to take precautions in order to protect yourself and to be able to stay in this industry for as long as we want to stay in it.
Yeah.
You have to take that as, like, you have to take the losses with the wins, I think. Yeah.
And, yeah, we still receive negative comments all the time.
Can you give an example of the negative comments you receive?
For example, the reaction video of me crying.
Yeah, so we posted a video of me singing a song that I wrote for Lucas, and we posted Lucas's reaction and him crying, and that received millions of views.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were very positive about it, and, you know, like, you're just trying to spread positivity.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were very negative about it, and so I think to us it's quite funny, because mm-hmm. it's like, really, like, he thought that it was a really sweet gesture, and to us that's mm-hmm. very normal, but to some people they just don't like to see positivity in the world.
How did you handle it? Yeah, well, the comments were like, oh, why would you make him do, like, sit there? Aww. You feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, and,
oh, he should be so embarrassed. Like, why are you making him do that? Oh, my God, he's crying.
Yeah,
and
it's like, I'm staging it, I'm acting it. Yeah, so all that stuff. And then sometimes they're like, oh, this isn't Eric, like, your real voice. This is an audio of something. Like, there's always, like, weird things.
Yeah, there's anything you do. There's, like, it could be the most perfect video that you've ever made in your entire life, and there will still be someone who views mm-hmm. it a different way.
Yeah, and at the start of our relationship, we would start seeing all these comments, and at first we were, especially Erica, she was the bit of the more sensitive one to it.
Yeah, I am the sensitive one.
she would constantly look back at the video and scroll through every single negative comment. And
Reading it again.
And it'll make you question, right? Your decisions.
Yeah,
of, like,
exactly.
Yeah, so
you question everything.
Yeah, but now, like, I tell Erica, like, look, don't look at the comments. Like, look at a few comments. Usually they're positive and stuff, but if you go all the way down to the negative ones, and it will just mm-hmm. spiral and just ruin your mood.
Yeah,
so
it does ruin your mood. Yeah. So you just have to protect
yourself.
What's
the comment usually about the relationship?
It's
like
mainly
differences. Do they mention even?
No, there's never anything
about
race.
Mm. Yeah,
it's mainly usually just, I don't know, people. We don't really post too much about the intimacies of our relationship and the struggles of our relationship.
Mm.
So
right.
It's mainly just from the outside, like, from the exterior, people mm-hmm. will make comments. And mm-hmm. so there's not really, it's very much people's perception of what they see online. And so I think we've kind of done a good job of protecting our relationship and mm-hmm. like still keeping that in a bubble, but still posting about our relationship, but not to a point where people feel like they're inserted right into it and they can judge it because they don't know us.
Yeah.
That's quite the problem if you're public figure, right? Mm-hmm. Because you know, it's like the people or the public, your followers own you. So it's like you know, they need to have a say about you know, your life or your relationship. So how do you filter, like, you know, apart from you trying to read it again, how do you filter?
Like, I personally have all of my notifications off.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something I had to do for myself very early on in my journey online. I had to turn off all of my Instagram notifications, all of my TikTok notifications.
Yes.
And so anything that was coming through my phone was just personal contact, like from my friends and family. And I think that's the best thing I could ever do for myself, so that there's not, so that my whole life and like everything that I saw wasn't just social media unless I decided to click onto the app. And so that was definitely a big thing for me. But he, I don't know how he does it. He has all of his notifications on and it's constantly vibrating.
Well, the way I see it is that every single creator and celebrity person always receives negative comments. So you're not the only one. So, and as well as that, I've felt like I've built thick skin where I'm like, you know what? Even if I see one, I'm just going to ignore it. I don't care, because at the end of the day, I have people that love watching what I do and would always be there. And usually sometimes people reply back to those negative comments and defend me. Which is really nice.
The best feeling ever.
Yeah. So even like just seeing that just shows like, oh, like people have got your back and you don't even have to know them, and they follow you, what you do. And yeah, they would always be with you. So.
And we definitely do not respond to negative comments. We make it a mission to not respond and not give any attention towards it. And I think that's the best thing we could do for ourselves and for not necessarily our image, but to make people feel like that stuff doesn't affect us and it doesn't, it's not something that we give attention to.
And I feel like if you, even if you do respond back, it will just make them keep going.
Yeah,
because that's they're gonna be like, oh, this is what I want. That I'm getting attention from these guys.
People just want to start a fight online.
You know what I've learned over the years, right, in social media, the internet is just waiting for you to make a mistake every single day.
Oh my goodness.
So do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. They try to get you cancelled. That's
it. But you guys are doing a great job, and now we want to hear more of Erica singing. You have another song, and you've mentioned earlier that this was the song that made Lucas cry.
Yes. I performed it at my show and it got him teary, and we posted it online.
So Shame. What is it, Shame?
It's so basically this song is like, it's about being with a person and not everyone getting to see the side that you get to see of them. And so it's a shame for everyone else, because I get to know this amazing person and you guys only get to know a part of him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we can't wait to hear this song. Let's welcome once again to sing the song Shame, that's dedicated and written for Lucas. Once again, Erica Padilla.
You're getting ready, feeling yourself in front of a mirror. It's funny how you're always dressed for summer, even though it's winter. When I hear you in the next room, rehearsing what you're gonna say tonight to my old friends, you don't know yet. You're nervous, I don't even know why. It's kind of a shame. You ain't never gonna get to me, shame. You'll never see yourself the way I see ya. You'll never know what it's like to be waking up late at night and watch you sleeping on my shoulder. Shame, shame. It's kind of a shame that no one else can hear you singing all the words wrong while I'm driving. You'll never learn, but I'm pretty sure it's 'cause you know I like it. Thinking you're shy out with those guys, but you're the one who's lighting up the room. Home at midnight, hold me so tight. Love me the way you do, it's kind of a shame. You ain't never gonna get to me, shame. You'll never see yourself the way I see ya. You'll never know what it's like to be waking up late at night and watch you sleeping on my shoulder. Shame, shame. No, but lucky, lucky me, how I get to be with you 7 days a week. Oh, but lucky, lucky me, selfish as I am, baby, then I can see that it's kind of a shame. You can't even see how you're so perfect. Shame that you're the only thing I'll ever worship. You'll never know what it's like to be waking up late at night and watch you sleeping on my shoulder. Shame, you ain't never gonna get to me. See yourself the way I see ya. You will never know what it's like to be waking up late at night and watch you sleeping on my shoulder. Shame, shame. It's kind of a shame.
What have you learned from each other's culture?
What have you learned?
Definitely the karaoke part. You guys love to sing karaoke.
I think 100% the food. Getting to like discover different foods, introduce him to foods that he might not typically eat. He's a very picky eater. And so I think it's fun to like kind of poke him and see how far I can push him in terms of what food he can try.
Yeah. And I feel like all Filipinos are very nice.
Oh.
And every time I go to like dinner, I have dinner at Erica's family's place. They're always feeding me. I feel like
that's very Filipino.
Yeah.
And also, my mum, she 100% loves to gift give.
Yes.
And so I think it's a bit of a shock to Lucas's family because we're always just giving gifts.
Thoughtful and generous.
That's very And finally, what's your advice to those couples out there who are also into like intercultural or interracial relationships?
I think just take in every part of each other's culture. I think just keep exploring each other's culture, visit each other's countries. And I think just keep enjoying that part of each other's culture and that individuality as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And if you guys love each other, then why not? It's an amazing... I feel like my experience of being with Erica has been incredible. Mm-hmm. And I plan to be with her for the rest of my life.
Isn't he cheesy?
Cheesy.
So, do you have plans of going to the Philippines?
We want to, but we want to go to Europe next year first. Go to Italy and then we're going to go to Philippines. Yeah,
visit each other's country.
Yeah. Nice. But definitely the islands and Philippines and seeing the, hopefully, family that are up there again.
Perfect.
And of course, if you want to follow, if you want our listeners to follow you on TikTok and Instagram, invite them.
Yes. So my Instagram and TikTok is Erica Padilla. So if you want to listen to some music, then head over to my account. And Lucas's is?
Lucas Ivković. It's a bit hard to pronounce my last name, so I'll spell it out. So it's Lucas Ivković.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.